Alright, well, would you guys like to go for a little tour?
Sure.
Walk around here a little bit?
Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer and several other local residents traded gifts with the crew of the Safari Explorer inside the newly redone dining room and lounge area Wednesday morning.
I'd just like to welcome you to Petersburg on your inaugural trip this year.
Thank you very much.
And we're happy to hear that you're going to be here on a weekly basis. And that's really going to help the economy here in town. We really look forward to seeing you and people like you coming to town.
The vessel is making its first trip with passengers throughout Southeast Alaska. I talked with Captain Scott Carden about his ship.
The Safari Explorer is a 36-passenger small vessel ship. We start our journeys in Juneau, shortly after making our way into Glacier Bay. Certainly along the way, we'll stop for any wildlife we see, whether it's humpback whales, orcas, bears, mermaids, sea monkeys, whatever pops up out there. And then continue down and around through Chatham Strait into Frederick Sound, Petersburg. Before we make our way back into Juneau, we'll stop in Endicott Arm, spend some time off the Dawes Glacier, and then back into Juneau. They're 7-day trips.
And this is it's not a new boat. It's been refitted or renovated?
Mm-hmm. Correct. It was originally named the Rapture, and we've spent the last 9 months refitting her. Completely gutted the ship and then have built her back up as a small passenger yacht.
So what do you think of her so far?
Oh, she's beautiful. We're all very, very happy. In fact, I think all of us can say she came out even nicer than we thought she would.
And I guess what would you say is the biggest special features of her as you've been sailing her?
Well, her small size allows us to get into some pretty tight places, especially here in Southeast Alaska. And our kayaks and small boats allow us, once we're anchored, to take folks in and enjoy hikes and kayaking expeditions and such.
Okay. And this will eventually be going to Hawaii as well, I guess?
We are, yeah. This next November, mid-November, we'll leave from Seattle and make our way out to Kona. And we'll spend our winter out in Hawaii.
All right.
And then every summer back up to Southeast Alaska.
All right. Fully booked at this point?
Looking pretty good for the summer, yeah.
The Safari Explorer features a wine library and a large hot tub on its back deck. The vessel carries 16 crew members. Most of them hail from around the U.S. Passengers will be paying anywhere from $4,300 to $9,200 per person for a 7-day Alaska cruise. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.